you. God bless you all. God bless your families. It is now my pleasure to welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
That was just so cool. By the way, I got some numbers for you. In-person early voting, okay, and this is incredible. I don't know that it will hold up, but it's an interesting indicator that of the and this is in-person early voting, like I did a week ago Wednesday, and of the ballots that came in. Early voting wise, this is not mail-in, this is early voting, 210,000 Republicans, 137,000 Democrats. Democrats are underperforming right now, at least in that. I'll get you the mail-in voting numbers coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend and the election on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a little bit after 5:30 right now as we check out the traffic cams, and it looks like commuters are only averaging about 40 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Some slowing there on the north side at Desert End, south 15 at Sahara. We're also getting delays because of those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 both directions in North Las Vegas. That's between Cheyenne and Craig, and we'll be there for some time. Slow flows too on the 515 West at Pecos as you work your way in there, and you're really getting some heavy volumes there in Henderson as well on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector and 215 southbound at Wigwam.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. The Dodgers' Justin Turner violated coronavirus protocols when he celebrated on the field with his teammates when they won the World Series. He refused instructions from security to leave the field. This coming after Turner was pulled from the game following the seventh inning after Major League Baseball was notified that he had tested positive for COVID-19. ESPN's Jessica Mendoza says,
"You see the dugout, him in the dugout. He's like, what's happening? Oh, I need to leave. And this is the World Series. Like, they're outs away from raising that trophy. And as crazy as 2020 has been, guys, like, this kind of tops the list of the craziest. I mean, you look at what's happening in the NFL. For Major League Baseball to have this happen on the biggest stage, on the biggest night, is disappointing."
Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. One thing to, you know, we've been talking about the early voting, and Republicans are well outdistancing Democrats there. But in the mail-in ballot, it is the Demorats who are actually doing the pedal to the metal in the state of Nevada. 249,000 mail-ins for the Democrats. Now, again, we don't know. We don't know how the Demorats are voting. Many of them, and I don't know what the percentage is, but we know there's going to be a lot of crossover. Democrats that vote for Trump and for Republicans. We'll talk about that, but 249,000 Democrats voted mail-in. We don't know how they voted. Republicans, 130,000. But then when you go to early voting, it's a much different deal. The Republicans far outdistance the Democrats when it comes to the early voting, which is where you don't trust the mail, and you say I want to actually vote and see my vote counted. So we'll get to more on that. One of the things, and it's a big non-issue to me, and maybe it is to you too. We'll figure it out. By the way, we're going to open up our phone lines coming up in our next opportunity here. In fact, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Have you early voted? You got one more day to early vote. And a lot of Republicans are early voting. The vast majority are early voting. And very few are mail-in ballot type folks. If you haven't already early voted, one more day of early voting tomorrow. Okay, today and tomorrow, and then it's not till November 3rd, next Tuesday. But here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The president went after a piece of news that he might have left it out of the speech today in Tampa, Florida. It's not that much of a story, at least not to me. It's not going to change the way I vote, and I don't think there are a lot of people that think it will either. But the president talked about Anonymous. Anonymous came out of the closet, so to speak, and he said, okay, I'm the guy. Now, he was listed by the New York Times as a senior administration official. Turns out he wasn't. He was like mid-level management sort of guy. But this was, and this is cut number 4. This was the president in Tampa that Anonymous should be prosecuted. Here it is.
This guy goes out, this lowlife, who I never saw him. I think he has a picture of me standing there like I do with thousands of people. This lowlife goes out and he writes a book. By the way, when he left, he had nothing but praise for the Trump. Oh, it's incredible, incredible. Then somebody gets him at the New York Times, the fake New York Times, and all of a sudden he becomes nasty. And he writes, and they say, a top White House official. Well, he was a staffer. Lowe had nothing to do with the White House. He had nothing to do. And he goes in, and you know what? There should be major criminal liability for some scum like this. And you know, for a year, everybody walks into my office, Secretary of State Pompeo. I could name every one of them, all good people. I'm looking at them and saying, I wonder if that could be the one, right? You know? And it turns out to be this lowlife that nobody knows who the hell he is. He had nothing to do with us. I don't think I ever met him, and I might have met him. I think somebody said, he has a picture of me standing someplace. This is a disgrace to our country. It shouldn't happen, and he should be prosecuted. Are you listening to me back in Washington? He should be prosecuted. Along with the New York Times, because it was a story made up, it was fake news made up by the New York Times, And you know who he works for now? CNN. He works for CNN right there. See the camera right there with the light that just went off. It just... See that, honey? That red light just went off. Fake news, CNN. And Anderson Cooper. And Cooper asked him, are you anonymous? And he lied to him. He said no, essentially. Said no, I'm not. And he works for CNN. I would think CNN would be firing him, Babette, but this is a real lowlife. You know who else he works for? Google. He works for Google. I think Google should fire him very quickly because bad things are going to happen to him. But think of what he does to our government. Right? It's like a horrible, treasonous, horrible thing that you can do this and you can get away with it.
That was the president. He is going to be on the road. And by the way, I have it on good authority. Eric Trump, is that good enough? That the president will be coming back to Las Vegas sometime before or during Election Day. So we'll see where that leads. Stay right where you are. We're going to get some phone calls coming up in our next segment. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to dictate where we take the program. 5 days to Election Day. You want to talk about the election. You want to talk about the GDP, which is booming. 33.1% GDP. That is incredible, considering what we have been through in the last quarter. That is third-quarter growth. And it's amazing. Even CNBC saying that is huge. We'll get to some of your phone calls coming up on the other side. Here's the number. It's easy. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Have you heard the latest? A lot of people are looking for a way to change their vote. In a lot of states, you can, believe it or not. We'll talk about why they might be doing it and which states allow it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. And not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take just a couple of minutes, and we'll try and get some calls along the way as well. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to go to something. We tried to bring it to you yesterday, and we just ran out of time. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the COVID-19 Task Force, and trying to answer a difficult question. This was from the University of Melbourne in Australia, where they've had their problems, believe it or not. But Dr. Fauci was asked, how do we get back to normal? What will normal look like? And when will it look like that? This is cut number 2. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci via, and again, this is via Skype. So it's questionable audio, but I wanted you to hear this from Dr. Fauci. Here it is.
It's going to be some time till we get back to what we considered normal before December 2019. And I think that will not happen abruptly. It will happen gradually, probably very much stimulated by what I hope will be the successful implementation of a COVID-19 vaccine campaign globally. Because if you vaccinate in one country and the rest of the world continues to have a pandemic outbreak, inevitably all countries will again be involved. I would imagine, at least in the United States, the way things are looking, that if we get a vaccination campaign and by the second or third quarter of 2021, we have vaccinated a substantial proportion of the people, I think it will be easily by the end of 2021 and perhaps even into the next year before we start having some semblances of normality. And it really depends on what you mean by normal. I mean, yes. If normal means you can get people into theater without worrying about what we call congregate setting super infections, if you can get restaurants to open at almost full capacity, if you could have sporting events to be able to be played with spectators, either in the stands or in the arena, then I think that's going to be well into 2021 and perhaps beyond. I think one of the things that will be clear that our sensitivity to the potential devastating effects of a pandemic will be extraordinarily heightened. And I don't think that we will have the normal way of interacting with each other, particularly in the sense of wearing masks, which I think will become very commonplace as it is in many countries in Asia, even outside of the context of a pandemic outbreak. Again, now, I think it's going to be many months.
Now, Dr. Fauci, you said something very interesting there. You said that you expect that our sensitivity to this might heighten One could have well said, well, it might habituate. And we say, oh, well, you know, it's a virus with some mortality, but most of us are going to be all right. But you think it's going to be quite the opposite?
I do. I mean, one of the real problems with the messaging that all of us, I'm sure you yourself, Dr. Kapoor, in Australia and in the United States, is to get people uniformly to appreciate the potential seriousness of this, because of all the viruses that I've dealt with over the decades, I have never seen a situation with such a broad range of manifestations, from 40% of the people having no symptoms to the majority of symptomatic people having mild to moderate symptoms, to 20 to 25% of people getting so severe disease that you have deaths, the likes of which in the United States, as of last night, there were 225,000 deaths, with many more expected as we go into the winter. And yet there are some people, particularly young people, who feel if I get infected, the likelihood is that I won't have any symptoms, or if I do, they'll be very mild. That makes it very difficult to get a uniform, consistent message about seriousness of this. That's the problem.
There you have it. Dr. Fauci, you can choose to buy into that or not, but he says that it's going to be a while. The one thing we do know, Moderna is ready to give out some early indicators of the vaccine they're developing, and we could have that within a month, which would be absolutely phenomenal. More to come as we get ready to close her out for a Thursday. And again, if you have not already voted, if you're on your way home, slide by one of those locations and vote, because it's just too important. Or get up maybe an hour early or 2 hours early and go to one of the early polling places. It's just too darn important. It really honestly is. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Albertson.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them. They think the at-fault driver will be the one who actually has to pay.
I'm Kevin Rowe, and the truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt in a wreck? Need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I was just looking at one of the monitors and what we've got. Carolina and Atlanta playing tonight on Thursday Night Football. It occurred to me we are going to be preempted by the 49ers next Thursday night at 5. We'll switch live to Thursday Night Football. Yeah. We don't want to make you wait. Let me just give you these numbers as I have it. And this is as of about 4:45 this afternoon from the Secretary of State's office. Lots of votes already cast. Early votes cast. Early votes. You go to the location and you vote early. You can do that tomorrow, for instance. Believe it or not, Republicans well outdistance Democrats, 210,000 to 137,000 for the Dems. Mail-in ballots. This is all about AB4. This is about ballot harvesting. And then this does not tell you how these people voted. And I think there will be a difference, especially with the Democrats, especially with African Americans, especially with Hispanics. But the mail-in is a different story. Dems in the mail-in, 249,000. To Republicans, 130,000. The total of ballots cast, early votes and mail-in, Dems, 386,000 to 340,000 for the Republicans. Now, remember, Republicans have a history of voting predominantly on Election Day. On election. And I know we were talking to Tommy White from Labor's Union 872. And he said, I'm an old school guy, and I always vote on Election Day. I'm going to do it this year. Go ahead. Because we are right now about 46,000 votes behind the Democrats, but that is with one day of early voting remaining, and the fact that on Election Day, I fully expect that Republicans will outdo Democrats when it comes to day of voting. That's going to just about do it, man. I can't believe it. Tomorrow is going to be a big day, Friday. We're going to get you ready for the last day of early voting, the last hours of early voting. And it's going to be important. And I hope if you haven't already voted that you are going to get out and cast your ballot. Either with the mail-in or with the... And again, it's got to be postmarked by November 3rd. Or that you get ready to vote in person on November 3rd. I don't know. These numbers are inconclusive. It means it's going to be real, real close. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. For our entire crew, for Andrew Paul, for Gentleman Jim Dallas, and our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please, on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now,